Today we begin something kind of new in the parish. We are making things new. It's not a part of that program, but it's something that the Archdiocese is asking every parish to do. St. Thomas has already begun it. St. Francis will begin it next week. It's an increased offertory campaign. And, you know, we hear the word Archdiocese and we might think, what are they doing? Actually, they're trying to help us. They're trying to help us survive into the future. And they want to give us the assistance that we need to be able to do that. This is not one of those cases where the Archdiocese has its hand out. Those times will come, I can assure you. This is so that we can keep money here in the parish that we need to be able to survive. This is not a new concept. It's something that has been going on for a very long time. I'm sure you all know that when God chose Abraham, he promised him that there would be a land that he would give to him and his people, a land flowing with milk and honey. It happened in a kind of a roundabout way, going down through Egypt and then coming back out, and all that was entailed there, all those years, decades. But finally, that Exodus experience was over. They crossed the Jordan, and God gave them the land that he promised. He divided up what we call the Holy Land according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Everybody received a portion. The book of Leviticus tells us, though, that even though they had legal rights to this land, God made sure to tell them, I own the land. It cannot be sold. You cannot borrow against it. And you're going to have to help me to create an economic system that's going to work for all the people. And the system that he created was called a tithe. It was part of a four-part macroeconomic system way back in those days. Kind of simple, but it worked. They lived at a time when the economics and the government and the religious aspects of a community were the same. They couldn't differentiate between these. And so there were no taxes. There were no fees. All that God wanted them to do was to pay 10%, the first 10% of what they prospered with on that land, to share their prosperity. And this supported one of the tribes that did not get land. Those were the Levites. The Levites had no ancestral inheritance, but they were to work. They were to take care of the church and the religion, and all of that in those times. And so when the people paid their tithes, it went to the support of the Levites. There were Levites in each town. And the Levites had to support, you know, all the religious services and all that went along with it. Now, the people were out on their own lands. And what happened was that this kind of grew. So that when the people came in to worship, the town was just more than a Levite living there. There were buildings. And soon there were stores and shops and things that people could use. And most of these were established by the Levite. And he became like the banker of the town also, because he received all these tithes. And then he used them. He had to repair roads, bridges, things of this sort. He had to maintain the buildings. Sort of like what we have to do here. It was a great system because at the end of 7 years, we have the Sabbath every week, right? And then there was what's called a sabbatical year, and then there was 7 years. Let's just say somebody got in debt. Let's say they had a hardship in their family. Let's say they were overrun by sickness and they couldn't really afford to deal with it. Well, they could take their land and they could lease it to somebody who could help them with money to help pay for the expenses. And they could get by. But this sabbatical system made sure that at least after 7 years, that land could not be leased any longer. It had to be returned to the family. And so there were no big land grabbers, or the wealth of the Israelites didn't wind up in the hands of a few. God made sure that the wealth and everything was distributed fairly among the families. If we could compare Israel at that time to the United States, I guess we could say it was a country of middle-class individuals, middle-class families. They all were doing pretty well. And God made sure that this was going to work because he was the one who implemented the system. And so the religion of the country and of the people was supported, the buildings that they used also, and then anything that really had to pertain to that town where maybe this or that Levite lived was also being supported. And nobody was really at a hardship to be able to do this because everybody did the same. Everybody gave what they called the first fruits of their land. We know that this changed. We know that the Romans came in. They started levying taxes. We know that there was a temple tax eventually, I guess. The priests there got greedy. And we know that Jesus wasn't too happy with these things. And we saw that all sort of disappear. But the model that God gave us is still present. It's present in our parish churches. We may not have been given land that we're to work and to see prosper, and from which we're supposed to give our support to the local parish. But we are given other things. We're given talents. We're given trades. We're given the things that we need to make a living. And these still come from God. No one else. And God still expects us to be able to support our parishes so that religion, and now the Catholic religion, can continue to prosper in every place where, let's just say, Jesus and his disciples built a church. It can't depend on one individual or a couple of generous individuals. It really depends on everybody doing their share. Obviously, that idea of 10% might not seem realistic because we know how much Uncle Sam takes right out of our pockets. But there is something that each and every one of us can do. And we're at a point in the history of St. Joseph's where we really do need your help. You know, for us to be able to look at the future of St. Joseph's here in New Windsor. You've been hearing and you will continue to hear lots about we're making all things new. The deacons gave a talk in St. Francis last week, kind of bringing them up to date. They didn't hear what you heard from them back in August, how this program was going to work and what it was looking to accomplish. But one of the points, and Deacon Tony, he made it a very strong point, is that the Archdiocese expects every parish to be able to support itself through its own collections, through its weekly income. And that's going to be a very, very important part in the decision that Cardinal Dolan is going to make about each parish in the Archdiocese. Can it support itself? Cardinal Dolan told us at a talk that the Archdiocese is spending over $40 million a year to support parishes that cannot support themselves. And he ensured us that they cannot continue to do this, that we have to pick up our share, our responsibility. We have to be able to, in some sense, tithe for the blessings that God has given us, for the opportunities that he has given us. We have to be able to tithe, to be able to support the priests, the church, and whatever surrounds that as necessary to be able to make a parish what it is, its own identity. For instance, we don't only have our church here, but we have the school up there, which is not bringing in an income at this point. It's just costing us money. But still, it's our responsibility. I've tried to look at this in a very practical way. If you took a bulletin last week, you saw there's a flyer in there that we're looking to start a preschool. We're looking to find revenue to help us support, pay our bills. Our bulletin runs out in November or December. What I'm looking for is people who will help me to be able to sell those ads so we can do our own bulletin. And this could be a very, very lucrative operation that could help us pay many of our bills throughout the year. It could be the biggest fundraiser that we encounter. In one parish, I know we were taking in over $40,000 a year. That's incredible. But it can work. At St. Joseph's, you're no longer paying all of my expenses. You're only paying half. It's one of the reasons why I took on St. Francis. They have to share that expense. My sacrifice is also overflowing for the good of all here. And that was something intentional. We've looked at expenses throughout the year, and we've saved something like $25,000 or $30,000 in expenses. We're looking at more. Kathy's looking to retire in the new year. Not that we're not going to see her, and she knows we want to see her, but she's going to go back to part-time as far as the Archdiocese is concerned. And that's going to save us money. And with that, we hope to be able to combine our forces, St. Francis and St. Joseph, and do what we can with the single staff, and to share our expenses and our costs. So I'm not just sitting here playing with my thumbs. I'm trying to think of ways that can help us. And yes, I do lose some sleep over it, and some people keep telling me they see that because of the times I send out their emails. He's not the only one. We recently met with our finance committee. We're looking at what it costs to run this parish. It's going to be the same this year as it was last year and the year before that. Pretty much so. Costs keep going up. We paid $22,000 for fuel oil last year to heat our school building. Probably a little bit more than you paid for your home, right? We're looking at a way to help decrease that. But if we have a hard winter, we could be facing that same type of expense. It looks like the way that our collections have been going, that there is absolutely no way, even with all of these attempts at saving, that we will be able to pay our bills once again. The diocese is forecasting in their budget over $100,000 in debt that we're going to incur. And that's going to stand out like a sore thumb as soon as they start looking at our books. Now, I do not want to see anything happen to this parish. And I mentioned that. I would like this community to stay a long time into the future. This and St. Francis's. And I will work towards that. But this is something that we have to do ourselves. And the diocese is asking us to increase our weekly income, our donations. I spoke to one of the guys in that department. He said if everybody could double their contribution, he said it would probably solve it right away. Regardless of how much we do give, I'm asking that each of us look at our responsibility and make a commitment to increase our offering and to do it on a regular basis. If you're not using envelopes, use them. They are great reminders that tell us that the parish needs this money. If you can go online to Parish Pay, or you'll be getting a form either in the mail or in the bulletin. You can sign up online and they can deduct things automatically. I've been hearing about this for a long time, but finally I did it. I did it this week. I get paid once a month, I'll pay once a month. I figured out what I could afford to do, probably more than most of you can, but I committed to giving the parish $60 a week. Why? Because I'm grateful for what I receive. I'm grateful for the support that I get. I'm grateful that I have a home, that I have food, that I have this community, that I have the opportunity to work as I do. And so you take what you can give and you divide it into 12, and you can give that amount, or you can divide it into 24 and give twice a month. And it'll happen automatically. It'll happen if you're sick. It'll happen if you happen to go away. It'll happen if you go on vacation. It'll happen if you have to go to another parish because your grandchild or someone else in your family is making their first communion or their confirmation. It's really making a commitment. It's saying, I'm not going to forget my parish, no matter where I go. I'll put the dollar in that church, but I'm going to support my church. I'm going to give them a contribution that will help support them, to keep them going. Because I love the church, because I am grateful for what they have done for me and my family over the years. And yes, we might not be in the best shape now, but we still have to be thankful for the work that God has done through St. Joseph's Parish. And so I'm asking you to help me. You know, Moses couldn't do everything. They had to hold up his hands. You know, my hands can't work without you. This is not a one-shot deal. St. Paul says we have to be able to persevere in good times and in bad. That's true. It's not always going to be good. But it's not always going to be bad either. But we can make that commitment and persevere so that we can plan into the future what we can do and how we will be able to survive. And the archdiocese will see this. It'll be on paper. They will be able to recognize what we're doing. But again, I need your help. I'm like the Levite in the town. All he does is collects the tithes. And then he puts them to good use. He takes on the responsibility for the maintenance and the ongoing operation of what is the religious part of our lives. But he's got to collect the tithes. Otherwise, it doesn't work. You'll be getting plenty of stuff in the mail. You'll be getting stuff in the bulletins. I'd ask you to cooperate in whatever way you can. You'll be seeing envelopes like this around, asking you to make a commitment. There'll be instructions when to use the envelope, when to go back to your own envelope. Let's just do what we can. Let's make this work. We all love St. Joseph's. We all love coming here each week. We all love what we're passing on to our children. And I think we can see it in their faces that it's working. The Archdiocese is not just the only entity making things new. We are making things new, and we want to make things new. Let's do it together. And be able to look back 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now and recognize that we did. Okay, some of you are not going to be around 20 years from now. Okay, I understand. I may not either, so. But the people we leave behind, they will. My grandmother did this. She told me about what she did. You know, my uncle did this. He told me how he supported the church. We all have our part. And they will know, and they will be thankful for the work that we have done together. God bless you. Thank you.